8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. It's wonderful to have the company. And I've got more than just you with me today. If you've got a small business, sometimes you need a loan to get things started for expansion or to grow your business. The Small Business Administration is certainly one option. And with me today, Bill Manger, who is the Associate Administrator of the Office of Capital Access. And there's a lot of programs that you can look into. In fact, if you go to sba.gov/lender match, you can see one of those programs right here. Bill, thanks so much for stopping by today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm happy to be here and talk to the folks of Greater Omaha about how they can access some capital through the Small Business Administration.
You bet. Well, it's kind of neat because you're on quite a little junket here. You've been kind of touring the area. Can you kind of give us a background as to where you've been and what brought you here?
Sure. So we started out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We went out to Dakota Fest in Mitchell. Then we headed back to Sioux City, Iowa, spent some time there. And then we came down to Lincoln yesterday, met with some of the political representatives as well as our lending partners in that area. And now we're here in Omaha before we head back later today.
Very good. How would you categorize the small business climate in this region right now?
I think it's very strong, and there's certainly lots of opportunities. We have a strong economy, low interest rates. People can take advantage of our programs and really start a really strong business or take that business they already have to the next level and really grow that business at this point.
You mentioned the interest rates and truly historically low interest rates over the last several years. Do you have your ear to the rail with the Fed going to speak here?
It looks like they're going to be stable for a while, but let me just tell you a little bit about one of our programs. The 504 loan program that the Small Business Administration has is for fixed asset acquisition, so plant, property, or equipment. If you're looking to buy a piece of property, a building in which to locate your business, or even some heavy machinery, last year we extended the term on those loans all the way out to 25 years from 20 years, which was the historic term. So we added 60 additional months in which the small business owner can repay that loan. And that loan is at a fixed rate. So the interest rate on that loan right now is just around 4%, well below prime. So the fact that a small business can get a 25-year term at a fixed rate below prime right now is just outstanding.
And is that a scenario where that's for loans moving forward or loans that were actually active in their 8th, 10th, 12th year got the extension as well, which would subsequently lower payments right now?
You're correct. But that program that we initiated last year was for all loans made from that date on.
Okay,
so from spring of 2018, we introduced the 25-year term, and we've seen tremendous growth in that program. In fact, year over year, the growth in that program alone has been 8.5%. So we're getting out billions of dollars in that program alone. And just to give you an idea of how much lending we do during the course of a year, we do over $30 billion that we get out to small businesses across the country. And really, these are historic highs in the program, in part due to the strong economy, but also because of the low interest rates.
Well, let's talk about the Lender Match initiative. Can you explain that to us?
Sure. So Lender Match is really an online tool at sba.gov/lendermatch. You can go to that site, and if you are an aspiring small business owner or one who's already in existence, you can go on there and put in exactly what you're looking for in terms of capital. So you can say where you're located, the type of business you're in, how much money you'd like to get, and that goes out electronically to approved SBA lenders, approved Small Business Administration lenders in the area, and if they're interested in talking to you about making that loan, they will get back to you within 48 hours.
And so some of the terms are already pre-understood because this is SBA initiated, if you will. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And so the lenders that are approved by the agency follow our guidelines and then are able to make loans to these businesses. So since we introduced Lender Match, we have had 4.5 million hits on the site, and actually 200,000 connections have been made between a small business and an approved SBA lender.
Can you tell me just briefly, kind of from a 5,000-foot view, some of the success stories, small businesses who get a loan from the SBA or an SBA-sponsored loan, and then they're able to grow. They're able to flourish.
Actually, well, you know, I saw one yesterday right here in Omaha, Secondhand Sports. He received a loan through the SBA. He's a veteran who got out of the Air Force, decided he wanted to start his own small business. He got a loan through the Small Business Administration, started that business, and we visited him yesterday. He's got his wife working there. His son was there, and they are actually in the process of expanding that business now because they have been doing so well. And so that's a great success story locally. If you wanted a success story from further away, you know, our 504 loan program that I spoke about earlier, we had an individual make a loan in upstate New York, and that company has grown tremendously. It's Chobani Yogurt.
That's amazing. It's small business, the backbone of America. That's Bill Manger. He's the associate administrator at the Office of Capital Access. If you're interested in a loan for your small business, sba.gov/lender match. We return to Morning Edition in progress right now.